Two inmates at Philadelphia's Federal Detention Center are suing to overturn a policy that prevents some of their loved ones from visiting them as they await trial. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, it may impact hundreds at the Center City facility.
Under the center's policy, only immediate family can visit an inmate during the pretrial phase of a case, which can last months, even years. That includes parents of all flavors, siblings, spouses, and children. It doesn't include boyfriends and girlfriends, and by extension, it also excludes children if the kids' parents aren't married. Ben Geffen is a staff attorney with the Public Interest Law Center, one of the parties bringing what's hoped to be a class-action lawsuit against the prison's warden. He says the policy is unconstitutional.
People who are in the federal detention center who are actually serving a sentence after being convicted have a less restrictive visitation policy. They're allowed to have more distant relatives and to have friends who are unrelated come in and visit them. This is about the only thing I can think of in the criminal law where you actually gain new rights after you're convicted and sentenced.
Dana Walter has a 2-year-old son with Keith Campbell, one of the suit's plaintiffs. She says it's hard not being able to visit the man she's been with for more than a decade, especially before trial.
They're just kind of sitting in a no man's land wondering what's going on, and they have no support.
On paper, the policy does allow for exceptions on a case-by-case basis. 2 days a year, the prison also offers inmates the opportunity to marry their significant others. The detention center spokesman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. He has said the policy is in place to prevent the flow of illegal drugs into the prison. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.